This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it does not matter who the host is. What always has mattered is who the listeners are, even on a lovely Whip It Out Wednesday. Anyways, today's Wednesday, June the 12th of 2024, day 164th of the year, and only 202 days left to go. Yeah, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Rio Big, USA, Canada, UK.
Yes, we're hanging out at RadioBig.fm. You know, we do the stuff over there. We hang out on their app. We hang out on, you know, their different streamer stuff, especially when we're doing this show. You know, that station over there does alternative music where they play all kinds of weird stuff. We just take, we're granted permission of taking over for the first hour of the morning during this show. You know, we take over this show where we're simulcasting on Safety FM and we're on here at the same time, which is kind of a cool thing. I mean, we do it in that particular fashion, you know, for a good hour. So there you go. Anyway, so how has the last 24 been for you? You know, a whole plethora of things going on since yesterday, no doubt about that. Taking a look around, it seems like some people are getting together throughout the world talking about some of the stuff that we get to talk about. Some events going on, some things going on, some irony going on. Yeah, ironing, you know, that kind of stuff. And then we get to talk, and then we get to look, and we get to hear, and all this other fun stuff about everything that's going on. You know, the weird and the strange. So there you go. Anyway, so let me talk about what we do around here. We are a show that talks about safety, and we're a show that talks about the news, and we talk about safety and the news. That's kind of the combination of things that we do. So if you want to hang out and take a listen to what we have going on, that's what it normally consists of. If you want to interact with the show, it's an easy process. You go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. They'll get everything moving and grooving for you. That's the way that it works. We talk about the things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse. That's what happens. And we talk about how that one decision can change everything going forward and it spears off to multiple universes. Okay, hold on. Maybe that's a different conversation for a different show of what we're talking about.
Duh.
So just stuff there. So then if you want to interact, callinradio.com will get you into our little system here. You can talk. You can text, or you can do video feeds, you know, all the fun stuff. And I'm always amazed with the video feed things about the stuff that people send in. It's a little salacious. I don't know if I can play it or even show it because I don't want to get in trouble. Apparently, we need to get a better release for him, all that kind of stuff. So anyways, we'll do that. We'll talk about a main story and all that kind of fun stuff. So that's what we do. That's the show. You know, that's it. Maybe, you know, some bicycle horns. If you're lucky, you get some of those. Yep, so there you go. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight? Because that seems to be important to some.
Here is what was trending. Rated R, safety show.
Okay, so as I look at the trends of the ends of the ends, a jury convicted Hunter Biden on gun crimes on Tuesday. We'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. Also, Kevin Spacey will soon be homeless, and Tom Brady pants sell. Bring in some big bucks. Okay. Johnny Depp almost was in Edward Scissorhands. We'll talk about that in casting calls. And animal rights deface the king's first official portrait. We'll talk about that as we get into the royals. You know, that stuff. So there you go. What do you think? So if you're ready, I think I'm ready because we have some people that want to do some news. We have some people here from our partners at Feature Story News, and they want to talk. They want to get down into the nitty gritty and start talking about some of these things that are going on. So if you're ready, I'm ready, they're ready. All I do is I hit this and I touch that and everything's gets moving inside of our world. So if you're ready, I'm ready, and we're all ready to go. Let's just do it. Let's just go. Let's get into the news. I think we should go ahead and do that right now before the whole world starts coming apart. Let's do that right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Hamas is calling for a complete halt to fighting in Gaza in its response to a US-backed ceasefire proposal. The US says it's evaluating the Hamas response and its requests. Washington's proposal involves an initial six-week ceasefire, hostage releases and prisoner exchanges by Hamas and Israel, and negotiations on a permanent truce. In the UK, the Green Party is promising tax hikes for the wealthiest to generate £70 billion a year for its spending pledges. The Greens are launching their manifesto ahead of the July the 4th election, promising transformational change on the green economy, housing and transport. It comes ahead of the latest head-to-head TV debate between Conservative leader Rishi Sunak and Labour's Keir Starmer. Culture Secretary Lucy Fraser says Rishi Sunak has a clear vision.
What he is able to do now the economy is starting to turn a corner, is set out a plan for the future. And what that plan for the future is tax cuts and it's security for our future.
Labour, meanwhile, are promising funding to fix potholes in roads. The Liberal Democrats are campaigning on water quality, and Reform UK's Nigel Farage says he will keep campaigning despite objects being thrown at him during a trip to Barnsley. Police in China have arrested a 55-year-old man after four US university tutors were stabbed at a public park. The Iowa Cornell College instructors were taken to hospital after an incident during the daytime attack in the northern province of Jilin, according to the college statement. Laura Westbrook reports.
The group of four educators were injured when visiting a local temple on Monday when they were attacked by a man with a knife. Police said a man surnamed Tsui clashed with one of the Americans and then stabbed the person. He went on to injure three other U.S. visitors and a Chinese tourist who tried to come to their rescue. China's foreign ministry said none of those injured were in a life-threatening condition. It comes as the U.S. and China try to ease tensions and have been trying to strengthen people-to-people exchanges. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
The son of US President Joe Biden's been found guilty of three criminal charges related to the illegal purchase of a gun. During the trial, there were witnesses, including from the Biden family, who spoke of his drug use in and around the time he bought the weapon in 2018. Caroline Malone reports.
Guilty on all three counts, Hunter Biden is now the first son of a sitting US president to be convicted on a criminal charge. Sentencing is due in the next few months. He could be given up to 25 years in jail or $750,000 in fines, although he's not likely to get this maximum given he's a first-time offender. The jury only took 3 hours to deliberate and decide he had lied about illicit drug use when buying a gun in 2018 and that he had 11 days of unlawfully possessing that gun. His father, Joe Biden, said he would not pardon his son if he was found guilty.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today and tomorrow, we're going to look ahead to the G7 Leaders Summit taking place later this week in Italy. G7 heads of government will be joined in the southern region of Puglia by the Pope, the King of Jordan, President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine, and the leaders of India, Brazil, and Saudi Arabia, among others. The summit takes place on Thursday and Friday and is being hosted by Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. It's a key moment for her, according to Bob McMahon of America's Council on Foreign Relations.
She has been taking this very seriously in terms of scoping out an agenda. When she came to office, there were all sorts of concerns about a rightward lurch in Italy. But she took a number of interesting steps, including really full-throated support for Ukraine, taking Italy out of the Belt and Road initiative that China has been trying to extend well into Europe, and making statements like this one, which she says the G7 has a, quote, increasingly important role in the defense of democratic values, the protection of the rules-based international system, and the ability to meet the challenges of our time. That seems like a pretty consensus sort of view for a G7 host to be having.
One of the key issues on the agenda at the summit will be immigration, a key issue for Italy and for its leader, as well as for many other nations represented at the G7. So tomorrow we'll look at how the immigration issue might be handled during the two-day summit. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Hamas is calling for a complete halt to fighting in Gaza in response to a US-backed ceasefire plan. In the UK, the Green Party is promising tax hikes for the wealthiest to generate billions for its spending pledges. Police in China have arrested a 55-year-old man after four US university tutors were stabbed at a public park. And President Biden's son Hunter has been found guilty of three criminal charges related to the illegal purchase of a gun. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reports.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN, that's safetyfm.com/VPN, to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later? Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladder.com/safetyfm.
Esser safety training, old, stale, and hacked.
Esser safety trainer, still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Yeah, self-implosion is always an important aspect of everything that we do, no doubt about that. Anyways, 18 minutes past the top of the hour, so we need to get into the list of stuff that we need to talk about, because that's what we do around here. We talk about all the stuff that's going on. And, you know, I've been known to get in trouble for the shit that I say. Go figure. Anyway, so let's go ahead and piss some people off this morning about some things that are going on. So as we take it from the top of the shit list, here it goes. The son of the president of the United States has been convicted of a felony for the first time in American history. A jury in Delaware convicted Hunter Biden on 3 counts of illegal gun possession, 2 counts for lying about his drug use at the time of the purchase, and a 3rd for illegal possession by a drug user or an addict. One juror, number 10, who was not identified himself, did the rounds on cable news on Tuesday afternoon. He said that the jurors were split before the ending of the day on Monday evening, and that half of the jurors wanting to deliberate before reaching their decision. They made a quick work of things, and following the morning, spending just over 3 hours deciding on what to do with the case. President Joe Biden has publicly said that he will not pardon his son. Biden went to Delaware to be with Hunter and the rest of the Biden clan on Tuesday evening. Sentencing is expected within 120 days. While Hunter faces potential prison time and fines for the first time conviction, he will likely face at the worst a few months in lockup and likely will avoid that entirely. So there you go. So what do you think? A lot of stuff to think about, of course. I mean, what a weird time have we lived in regards to some of the things going on as of late. I mean, you look at President 45, you look at President 46 and some of the things that are going on, just things that you wouldn't expect. But I guess we're getting into that political climate that I guess you should expect the unexpected. Maybe that's more of the portion of the lively bunch of what we should expect is the way that that we should look at it. So there you go. I don't know. What's your general consensus of it? And I don't think you can go after the 46 clan and not go over to the 45 clan, at least looking at it rationally across both boards. I mean, I'm just saying, just some stuff to think about as we are talking. Anyways, take a listen to this. Speed 2024, police in Atlanta pursued a rogue commuter bus on Tuesday, culminating with at least one arrest. Shortly before the evening rush hour, the driver of the bus veered into the oncoming traffic on a busy thoroughfare, hitting multiple vehicles before coming to a stop on the side street with officers in pursuit. Was this going no lower than 55 miles per hour? If you're not familiar with the movie, you're definitely going to be lost on what the hell I just said there about that. So something to think about. So let's see. One man was spotted being led away in handcuffs, and five others exited the bus. Local media reports that the bus was spotted displaying a sign reading "Emergency, call the police 911." This is an expected developing story. This is according to CNN. I mean, sometimes you look at it and you go, does life become greater than fiction, or is fiction greater than life? I mean, I don't know. I look at some of these things that we think that are so out of left field that should not occur, but then end up occurring. And then you kind of go, you know, was this kind of a story about things that were supposed to happen the way that they did happen? Or are we just leaving in a multi-complex system that we never understand and truly on how it works? I'm just asking, because it feels that way sometimes. I remember watching an old speech from a guy many, 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 many moons ago. And he's talking about that we're living in a simulated reality. And I'm like, what? Are we serious? I mean, is this what this guy's talking about? This is like from the 70s. And I was like, I didn't even understand those terms when I was first born. No, seriously.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
So take a listen to this, because of course we have to go into some of the world of the weird. So let's talk about that. That's WWW for you on this Whip 'em Out Wednesday. Yeah, you know, it's just wow and WWW wow. So there you go. The crew that traveled into the International Space Station in Boeing Starliner crew capsule will spend a few more days in orbit than originally planned. The original flight plan called for about a week on board, but the duration has been extended to no earlier than Tuesday, June the 18th. The added time allows the crew to perform a spacewalk scheduled for Thursday, June the 13th. And if all goes well, Boeing will have clearance to fly from the ISS for the mission up to 6 months long. This is according to space.com. I mean, I don't know. How comfortable would you feel? Like, hey, you know, you just got extended on space. I mean, I would probably still try to be figuring out all the weird stuff that you can do in space where it doesn't make any sense because there's no gravity. That's what I'd be looking at. And, you know, I need to understand the sleeping thing and the bathroom thing and all the other weird stuff that you would want to know, because that's what we do. We would want to know the weird things. No other things to talk about. So there you go. Anyways, we talked about this briefly yesterday, so let's continue talking about it. But tension continues to escalate between North and South Korea. After trading balloons with garbage and propaganda material, then blasting messages into their respective countries with loudspeakers, South Korean soldiers fired a warning shot near the northern counterparts after they crossed past the line separating their countries. The North Korean soldiers were reportedly doing construction work and carrying tools. For the first part, the South is treating this as an honest mistake and not looking to escalate tensions further. This is according to NBC News. So what do you think? I'm just asking because it's weird. It's a weird one. I mean, think about it. Think about it for a moment. Think about the weirdness that you hear about, you know, your neighbor doesn't want you doing X on their yard, and now all of a sudden there's a fence and there's a line, and, you know, there's these imaginary lines, you know, quote, 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 in regards to what you can and cannot do. And then all of a sudden you're looking at this and going, you know, it's getting crazy because now you can't pass this line. If you go over this line, you are devaluing my property and all the weird stuff that comes, you know, with it. So I don't know, but I get into it and I go, this becomes the world of the strange as we get into some of the information of the things that happen from time to time. I don't know. How do you look at this whole thing? Does it make sense? And I mean, I want to understand the trash dumping thing because that's a whole other story. Okay, let's go into something a little bit lighter, I guess. Joey Chestnut, are you familiar with him? Well, he may miss out on this year's July the 4th Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Competition over a brand deal that he has with Impossible Foods. Being a direct rival of Nathan's, the organization cannot in good faith allow Chestnut to compete while promoting the brand, even if he said that said brand recently launched a vegan dog made from plants. Ugh. Chestnut has won the competition 16 times, including every year since 2016. Last year, he gobbled down 62 dogs. If he doesn't compete, odds maker make Jeffrey Espier that this will be this year's favorite. So he has a brand deal with Impossible Meats or Impossible Foods, which, you know, it's kind of like a plant-based thing. You know, they sell the Impossible Burger and all that kind of crap. It's not bad. It's not great, but it's not bad. But now you can't compete because of that. So what is he going to do? Wear branding for it? I mean, that's what I would need to understand. So what's the comp? Like, does Nathan have a dog that's meat-free? I mean, so maybe you can spin this, of course. You know, you turn around and say, you know, he has to eat 62 dogs to make up for that bad stuff that he's eating. I don't know. Some weird stuff goes on. I don't know. Just some stuff to talk about. Anyways, take a listen to this. Rapper in Enchanting has died. She passed away suddenly this week, according to a post from Gucci Mane, who signed her to his 1017 records in 2020. No cause of death has been shared, but sources report that she has taken off life support. She was only 26 at the time of the passing. So there you go. That's an interesting one. Take a listen to this, too. This is another one that kind of struck me kind of odd this morning. I saw it a few moments ago. So this is the second time I'm seeing it, but let me talk about it anyways. Billy Ray Cyrus wants an annulment from his wife of 7 months, singer Fire Rose. He lists dates of their separation as May 22nd of 2024 and cites reconcilable differences and an inappropriate marital conduct as the reasons of the filing. Divorce will be Cyrus's third. He was married to Cindy Smith from 1986 to 1991, followed by Tish Cyrus from 1992 to 2022. So that's it. There you go. What a thing, huh? Yeah, what a thing. What a thing to think about. I don't know. So I would like to know what exactly marital conduct as a reason, inappropriate marital conduct, because that means a lot to me. Inappropriate marital conduct on what it can mean doesn't mean that I'm right on any of it, but just some stuff to talk about for sure. Anyways, take a listen to this. The Dow dipped about 120 points to close at 38,747 on Tuesday, and the S&P added about 14 points to close at 5,375, and the NASDAQ increased by 151 points to close at $17,343. West Texas Intermediate closed at $78 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $79 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.44 on Tuesday. Bitcoin tumbled on Tuesday, just down over 3% and trading around $67,400. And there was more than 4,935 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Tuesday, and more than 140 such cancellations. A winning Powerball ticket was sold in New Jersey. The winner has the option of $223 million jackpot or $104.7 million cash payout. Tonight's drawing will be for $20 million jackpot or a $9.4 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. So there you go. Take a listen to this. Julia Louis-Dreyfus doesn't agree with former Seinfeld co-star, though, on today's PC culture. In an interview with the New York Times, she called Jerry Seinfeld's comments about there being less funny stuff on TV because of the PC crap a red flag. I believe being aware of certain sensitivities is not a bad thing, and I don't know how else to say it, she explained. Seinfeld and Louis-Dreyfus have a long history together as they starred opposite one another in Seinfeld for 9 seasons, which wasn't always PC itself. You know, politically correct, not personal computer, just in case. So there you go. Weird times. I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, that's going to be this whole thing with this new Eminem album that's coming out. If you're not familiar with it, you know, Marshall Mathers is coming out with a new album, and it's called The Death of Slim Shady. If you're not familiar with this, the album focuses on if the character that he once rapped as could survive in the politically incorrect environment of 2024. It's a good question to ask. I don't think it would make it. So we'll see what happens. People are already having a fit about the first song that's called Houdini. So we'll see. Not to be confused with Dua Lipa's Houdini. Just in case. Let's do this one before we get into our main story. Kevin Spacey's Baltimore home is being foreclosed and sold at auction this week due to massive debts. I'm not quite sure where I'm going to live now, he told Piers Morgan on Uncensored podcast. Spacey went on to explain that he has been able to avoid filing for bankruptcy, but only barely, as he owes many of millions of dollars. Of course, this is all happening as he has been blacklisted from Hollywood over several sexual assault allegations, which I don't think to this point he's been proven guilty of any of them. I mean, I don't know. I think that a lot of the stuff has been like either, I think the stuff, at least from the civil trial standpoint, has not worked out. So, well, I mean, or is it the other way around? The criminal trial? I don't know. You get the mixture there. Let me do one more because we talked about it real quick. The football pants for Tom Brady's war in his final NFL game sold the gray flannel auction for nearly $90,000. Worn during the Buccaneers' loss to the Cowboys in the NFC wildcard game in January of 2023, the pants include the date, the Bucs 12 tag, and perhaps some sweat from the GOAT himself. No word yet on who the buyer is. Because according to TMZ, $90,000 for a pair of pants? That's crazy.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, you know it's time to do that thing, so let's do it.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So let's talk about this. Because we need to understand, we need to talk, we need to move, we need to groove, we need to explain, we need to understand. I'm so confused lately about the stuff that's going on in our industry. And I'm seeing this from multiple things across the board. Like multiple across the things in regards to people doing stuff. And I get so confused sometimes. And I go, let's just have a brief conversation. Let's have that convo of convos in regards to the stuff that's going on inside of the world. So let me explain what I mean here. Do you go to a lot of events related to safety? It's a yes or a no. You can either be a participant or a speaker. It's kind of the way that it goes. It's not a problem. But what is going on with social media as of late? All of these people that go to these events have to post every single time they go to an event, or if they're the speaker, that they need to tell the whole world what they're doing every moment of the day and every time. I mean, it's kind of weird. It's like, oh, I was home for 5 seconds and now I'm leaving to go to blah. And I'm going blah. Oh, my partner in crime is sitting in the chair right next to me. So we need to post this because we're going to blah. And we're it's like, I don't get it. I get very confused sometimes on what that's doing. Because listen, if you have an event that's closed to the general public, nobody else is going to be able to go into it. Just kind of the way that it goes. You can be in, wherever. You can be in France and then fly to Spain after that and do all these other great things. But if it's not open to the general public, it doesn't do anybody good. Yeah, it's great to hear that you're busy. That's great. Fantastic. But it doesn't do anything. If you're trying to sell your services, I get it. But it doesn't make sense to me that you have to put everything on the screen every single moment that you decide to wake up and breathe. I almost feel like we're getting to the point that when somebody opens their door to go outside, they need to let people know because I need to post it. And then we have the other side of the equation. And when I talk about the other side of the equation, it's the people that go to all these events across the world. And I'm like, I need to understand what kind of job you have that you get to go to all these other events. I mean, it's cool to be able to bring some of this stuff back. And those things make a little bit more sense to me because they're open to the public. At least a lot of the events that some of the people talk about in regards of them going as participants. Now, that makes sense to me because if I'm having a private event that you cannot attend to, it doesn't do me any good. Now, here's the thing that I look at. I always think that increasing your knowledge is super important. I think that actually obtaining new knowledge is super important. And the reason behind this is because you need these new understandings to be able to bring them to your workplace and introduce them and actually put them forward and so on. But here's the issue that I run into. If I am going globetrotting, you know, from place to place around the world and never back at my place of work to be able to talk about this stuff, it becomes extremely difficult to be able to discuss this with people. It becomes extremely difficult to be able to share. It becomes extremely difficult to change the culture inside of the organization. So to some extent, we have to kind of be realistic on the frequency of going to some of these events. Because putting things into practice is probably the most important part, opposed to just getting the knowledge and going, oh yeah, I wrote it down. I sent you an email about what I learned, and voila. You have to put the things to practice. And if you don't put them into practice, all you're doing is going around and becoming an ask-hole. That's A-S-K-H-O-L-E. Because all you're gaining is more and more knowledge, but it's not doing anybody any good. It's a difficult pill for some, and I get it. Because listen, we need to understand what's going on inside of the world before we are able to move forward and change the world that's in front of us. I get that stuff too. But what's the point here? If you're trying to do this to help the culture of your organization, bring it back, put it into practice. If you're not putting it into practice, what are you doing? And why do we get all this stuff on social media? But then again, I guess that's where it's all at. It's exactly what I'm saying. It's called social media for us to share the information with everybody of what we're doing. Like, why would you take pictures of your food before you eat it and then post it? Like, I know I've done that a couple of times, but that was when I was in weird stages of my life of doing some weird diets. But man, on a consistent basis, it's so strange.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get
Everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer. 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Join us on all major social media platforms. And we are Radio Big.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text,
and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills?
John, what's that awful stench?
Radio.
We are 46 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Whipabout Wednesday. This is still the Rated R Safety Show. This right here, Beach Tiger. Higher Place in State. Yeah, songs readily available on Apple Music, Spotify, and YouTube Music. Yeah, there you go. Always some fun stuff going on here. Yeah, there you go. You should give this song a little streamer emer action. A little downloady-ody if you want to. Why would you not want to, man? That's all I'm saying. So there you go. Thanks to Beach Tiger for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubty-outy about that one. Okay, so let's get back into the move and the groove of the things that we have going on. And let me tell you about the most important thing that I'm ever going to tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. Once you get there, go to the far right-hand side and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, it'll be information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma. That's just to name a few. There is a plethora of information that's readily available on the website. If that's not what you're looking for, there's some other stuff. There's some stuff related to self-care. Also, there's stories, how you can get involved, and even events that they have upcoming throughout the world. Yes, I did say throughout the world. Next one coming up is on June the 13th. Yeah, that's tomorrow, just in case. The Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival in Manchester, Tennessee, just in case. So just to name one or two things that are coming on for you to take a look at. Also, the Disney Wine and Dine Half Marathon weekend occurring October the 31st through November the 3rd. They're going to be there. Yeah, the TWLLHA, you know, To Write Love on Her Arms will be there in regards to that. So, you know, just some stuff that's available. So find out more information, TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. Just some info for you, some information for you to consider, think about, give some consideration to, and all that kind of fun stuff. Anyways, take a listen to this. Eating to the beat. Yeah, nothing ruins a nice meal more than having to yell to talk at the person sitting across from you. And now there is scientific evidence that loud noises at a restaurant don't just ruin conversation, they also influence what you order. Soundprint, a smartphone app that tracks decibel levels in public places, uses data collected in 2023 to determine that 63% of restaurants were too loud for conversations, and not only can a loud restaurants and other public places cause long-term hearing loss for customers and staff, it can also have an effect on what you eat. Researchers say that people tend to drink more in louder environments and for shorter periods of time, and they speed up the table turnover and increase profits overall. Also, one researcher noticed that if it's very loud, it's almost the opposite of mindful eating. That means the louder the music and distract the dinners from the full way that they are feeling, and cause them to consume more than they intended. In addition, overeating may be a way of dealing with the awkwardness of not being able to talk to your companion. So the last part tells me way more about myself than I ever realized. And yeah, I thought that I had heard about this, but I guess it wasn't true. So there you go. What do you think? I mean, there's one restaurant that my wife and I go to that it is so loud. So loud that I hate going there because it's so loud. We used to go there pretty often, and I think now we're down to once or twice a year because it's so loud. I mean, it is super loud, and it's one of those restaurants where they combine your wine, or they say this is the wine you should have if you're eating this kind of dish type of thing. So it's supposed to be kind of a nice place, but man, it's way too loud. Not that I ever drink the wine anyways, because that's just not what I do. But hey, whatever. I mean, I guess you have to do whatever's best suited for your fit for it. So there you go. So let's talk about this. Remember the early days of the pandemic when most stores were out of toilet paper, and then we found out that some knuckleheads were actually hoarding the stuff? Well, toilet paper hoarders, the chicken have come to roost, or whatever they're saying it is. Experts are now saying that there's a chance that you now have 4-year-old TP that could be expired. So if you still have a hand on it, huh? Yeah, toilet paper can expire. I mean, I didn't know that. Seems so. According to a new report, most toilet paper brands do list an expiration date, sometimes inside of the cardboard tube. Sometimes it's the outer packaging, but sometimes they print manufacturing dates instead of seemingly just to confuse things. But if you can't find an expiration date, there's no need to panic unless you've been improperly storing the stash. A home improvement blogger found that rolls of toilet paper last more than their expected shelf life of 3 years when they are stored in cool, dry place. However, moisture is like in a damp basement can cause it to degrade, much like what happens when the TP is into the toilet bowl, but not over much longer period of time. And that concludes today's life lesson of toilet paper hog. So there you go. Okay, yes, I have to admit, I did hoard toilet paper during the pandemic, but definitely don't have leftover. That stuff's long gone thanks to Facebook Marketplace. No, seriously. And I never felt like a need to hoard a toilet paper. Now, Pop-Tarts and Doritos, those are different things entirely. We can have that for a whole other conversation if you would like. Anyways, let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute. Seriously, let's do
that. To you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Esther. Marie Curie said, "Life is not easy for any of us, but what of that? We must have perseverance and, above all, confidence in ourselves. We must believe we are gifted for something, and that thing must be attained." Wow, she was a bit ahead of her time. That quote rocks. Many people lack confidence these days, and apparently they did in Marie Curie's day as well. This is a touchy subject. Some people go a little too far, and then they have too much confidence and become a bit arrogant. You don't want to go there either. But there is a happy place where you can have confidence and not be arrogant. This is the place where you want to be. This is a place where you can dream your dreams and you can find ways to achieve them too.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. The essence of prayer is fellowship, intimacy, the pure pleasure of God's presence. Intercession is critical, and petition is vital, but they pale in comparison to the heart of prayer, which is relationship with the Father. In prayer, we commune with God as friend with friend, as a beloved child with his Father. Paul wrote, "You receive the spirit of sonship. By him we cry, Abba, Father." The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. That's Romans 8. Lord Jesus, I long to communicate with you as friend with friend. Bind our hearts together until I am truly one with you. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show. Here is another bit for our competitors to copy. Rated R. Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 1994, Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman are murdered in Brentwood, California. Nicole's ex-husband O.J. Simpson quickly became the suspect after the historic white Bronco chase and O.J.'s subsequent arrest. The most watched trial in history commenced. Simpson assembled a dream team of lawyers, including Johnny Cochran, F. Lee Bailey, the centerpiece of the defense that was Simpson's was the victim of racism. In the criminal trial, he was found not guilty. In the civil case brought in 1996, he was found guilty of committing battery against Brown and found responsible for Goldman's death. He was to pay millions in damages, which he failed to do. That happened back in 1994. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, Ashley Cook turns 27. Cody Horn turns 36. Dave Franco, 39. Kendra Wilkerson turns 39 as well as Chris Young. Adriana Lima turns 43. Lil Duvall turns 47. Mark Henry turns 53. And Tim DeKay turns 61. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some of those for you. It's Raggedy Ann and Andy Day. National Jerky Day. National Loving Day. National Red Rose Day. National Peanut Butter Cookie Day. And last but not least, it's Superman Day. There you go. Some stuff to think about there. Superman Day. I guess if you're into that superhero, this would be a big day for you, depending on what you think. So there you go. What else do we got for you? Let's see. If you need a random joke for today, I'm pretty sure I have one of those for you. Let's talk about that. To err is human. To blame someone else shows management's potential. So there you go. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What seems overpriced but to you, but it's still worth it? And then if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. Nearly 60% of people say that they know absolutely nothing about this. What is it? Pickleball. Pickleball. So there you go. Some stuff to think about. Anyways, let's talk about this real quick. Conklin Conference 3 coming up. September the 10th through the 12th in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Yeah, Santa Fe, New Mexico, if you're interested in showing up. You can find out more information at safetyfm.io. It'll be 3 days. It'll be, 10th, 11th, and 12th, talking about human and organizational performance. If you're interested in showing up, we'll talk about the whole aspect of it. So there you go. That's more information at safetyfm.io. safetyfm.io, just for information purposes. Anyways, thanks for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. That is for sure. Anyways, thank you, thank you, thank you. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. It's going to sound something like this. If it matters to you, you'll find a way. That's kind of how it always goes. Think about it in that particular fashion. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.